Enda Brady, good afternoon.
Hi, Ollie. Good to speak to you again.
You too, Enda. Now, everything is prepared for this huge pop concert with Ariana Grande and friends in Manchester on the weekend.
Yes, it's going to be amazing. It'll raise an awful lot of money for the Victims Fund. Security will obviously be very tight in and around the Old Trafford cricket ground. It's going to be very, very busy. They reckon about 45,000 people will be there. And what a lineup! So Ariana Grande, who was giving that concert the other week when that coward bombed the place and killed those young people, Justin Bieber is coming, Katy Perry, Miley Cyrus, Coldplay, Take That. It's going to be a hell of a lineup. The BBC are carrying it on the radio and on TV, so everyone gets to see it and hear it. It's a great idea. One story that does make the papers today, however, they're giving out free tickets to those who were at the concert on the night of the attack. 10,000 people who were not at the concert on the night of the attack claimed they were and tried to get tickets. Shame on them.
Yeah, certainly. That's horrible. Why would they be trying to do that? I know that the concert is being played locally here on Channel 9 on Monday night as well, so everyone here in Perth can tune in. But what lowlifes, Ender, to say that they were at the concert and try to take advantage of an absolutely tragic incident, I should say.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? On top of that, Ollie, some tickets have popped up on these ticket resale websites for vastly increased prices. Now, as soon as the media are alerting the websites, they're taking them down. Who would seek to profit from the misery? And you know, I just don't get that mentality that, I've got a ticket to that, let's sell it on for a profit. I mean, you really need to take a long, hard look at yourself if you're trying to profit out of people's misery.
Yeah, don't profit out of it. If you want to auction it off and get a higher price than what it's worth and donate all of that to charity, I'd be in favour of that, but certainly don't try and profit off it indeed. Now, the average bottle of wine is getting more expensive because of Brexit.
Yeah, this story makes the papers today. The average bottle of wine that people in the UK are paying for, £5.56. It's the most expensive it's ever been. And when I say average wine, your average Australian, I don't think, would have this average wine on their table. It's not up to Margaret River standards. £5.56 is the price. It's never been that high before here, and Brexit is being blamed. And we're not even into the process yet. So I think, you know, the next 2 years, this is yet another knock-on side effect of the vote. People bringing their goods here from France, from Italy, from Spain, the three countries where we get most of our European wine from, getting more expensive for them to bring goods in, and it's going to get more expensive for us to buy them, obviously.
Yeah, and talking of Brexit, we are 1 week until the election there in Britain. It's been a pretty difficult week for Theresa May. How's it ending?
Bruising week, I would say. She has lost some of her lead. Jeremy Corbyn and Labour have chipped away at her this week. They've had a successful week, one or two gaps, but they've had a successful week all in all. And it's not so much what Corbyn has done, it's what she hasn't done. Theresa May not turning up for that TV leaders debate the other night. Seven political parties invited, six sent their leader, and she sent Amber Rudd, who's her right-hand lady, Home Secretary. I mean, if you want to be Prime Minister and you want to push your policies and your manifesto on this country, have the balls to turn up and debate them with other people. I just find it amazing. But of course, she's getting advised by Lyndon Crosby, and he knows how to win elections in your country, in this country before with Cameron. So I'm sure she will feel she's getting the right advice. But if I was advising her, no way would I have sent Amber Rudd the other night. I would have said, you know what, you want this job? You want a mandate from the UK public, go and talk to them.
Yeah, don't be complacent. And we do know that we can't always trust polls. So still a week to run there. While Theresa May looks likely, anything can happen. And you sound like you're on the road today, Ender. I believe you're driving to Wales.
I'm on the M4 just outside Cheveley, heading towards Cardiff, because we have the Champions League final in Cardiff tomorrow night. All of Italy, all of Spain, in fact, the whole soccer world will be watching this. Real Madrid against Juventus, two of the biggest clubs on earth, and a huge security operation. It is the biggest sporting event on British soil since the London Olympics, and it is the biggest police and security operation in Wales since the NATO conference was held there a few years ago. So this is massive. It'll be very interesting to see who wins. Will it be Gareth Bale scoring the winner? in Cardiff. He went to school there. He's a Cardiff boy. Cristiano Ronaldo into the mix as well. And, of course, the Italian story, Gianluigi Buffon, their goalkeeper. He's 40 years old. Can he win a Champions League at 40? Amazing.
Well, you enjoy the Champions League final. We will too, and we'll enjoy your updates there from Cardiff over the weekend on Sky News. Ender Brady, have a fabulous weekend.
And you, Ali, and all our listeners, and I'll see you Monday.